Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the very top, the first line of daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. So yesterday we began the sixth parak of Masechtas Chulin, which deals with the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. The mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. The Torah says, "V'ish ish mi bnei Yisrael u'min hager hagor b'soicham ashe yotzud tzeid chaya o'oif." So if somebody is going to capture either a chaya or a oif, asher ye ochel, a kosher chaya or a kosher oif, v'shofach es damai, he shechts it, says the Torah, v'chisob offer. He has to cover the dam of the chaya and the oif with offer. So it's interesting, the last perek was called perek oisev es benoi. This perek is kisui adam. Oisev es benoi dealt dafka with behemoths. The Torah says, v'shor oisev, oisev es benoi loisev shchatu b'yomech. Kisui Adam deals dafka with chayas and oifos. So oisav des benoi is behema, not chayas and oifos, whereas Kisui Adam deals with chayas and oifos, not behemas. Either way, the Mishnah said that in contrast to oisav des benoi, which is noyeg bechulin ubemukdashim, Kisui Adam is noyeg bechulin avaloi bemukdashim. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, mukdashim my time aloi. Why is there no mitzvahs Kisui Adam by mukdashim? Now obviously the question is only from oifos, kachim, because there's no such thing as a chaya being hektish. You can have a kosher chaya, but you can't have a chaya that's going to be kadosh b'kedushas mizbeach, that it's going to be right to go on the mizbeach. There was no chaya that was right to go on the mizbeach. The question was from oifos. There were two oifos that were right to go on the mizbeach, namely a chatas oif and an oilas oif. So the question is, if there's a mitzvah kisui adam by oifos, why should the chatas oif and the oilas oif be excluded? So the Gemara suggested that maybe the reason is based on something Reb Zeira said. Reb Zeira said, "Hashoichet, when you do the mitzvah of kisui adam, tzorech sheyitein offer lemato va'offer lemaila." And the Gemara said, "There's no way to do offer lemato and offer lemaila when it comes to the oifos kachem. When it comes to the chatas oif and the oilas oif, because where did the dam of the chatas oif and the oilas oif go? It went on the mizbeach. If there's going to be offer lemato, that means you're going to have to put the offer on the mizbeach and then put the dam of the respective oifos on top of the offer. Is it so simple to just put offer on the mizbeach? If your intention is to leave the offer there, then you're building, you're adding to the dimensions of the mizbeach. You can't do that. The pasuk says, "Akol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil." The dimensions of the mizbeach were very, very precise. If you're going to put the offer there and then quickly remove it, that means the offer was never part of the mizbeach, which means the offer served as a chatzitza between the dam and the mizbeach. It means you were never mekayim your mitzvah of hazah. You were never mekayim your mitzvah of mitzvah. So the Gemara said, seemingly, there's no way to do it. But then the Gemara immediately rejected that. The Gemara said, why not? Why can't you do the mitzui and the hazah, then scrape the dam off the mizbeach, and then do a proper kisui, wherever you want to do the proper kisui? The Gemara was compelled by that argument, and the Gemara said, you're right. It must be that really you can do kisui adam when it comes to kachim mizbeach. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says, b'chulin avaloi b'mukdashim? It's referring not to kachim mizbeach, but kachim b'degabayis. Meaning, you have somebody who had a chaya, he had an oif, and he decided to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, but not to bring as a carbon. Not that these Torah of Bnei Yoyna should be Chata Sa'if or Oila Sa'if, but rather what he did was, is he said, my oif is worth $100, take the $100, sell it, and use the money for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, or for whatever other need there may be. In that instance, if somebody would go shech the oif, or the chaya, while it was in the state of Kotche Bedekabayis, over there, the halacha is, there'd be no halacha of Kisei Adam. Why? So that's where we left off yesterday. The reason is because there's a Shitas Reb Shimon, as we're going to see, on Daf Pehe, who says something regarding Kisei Adam that mirrors something that he said regarding Oisev Es Benoi. And that is the only time there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam is if the Shechita was a Shechita Re'uya. But a Shechita She'ena Re'uya doesn't have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So only a Shechita that's Matar Basar Ba'achila has a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But a Shechita that's not matter, not. If somebody shechts kachi b'dekabayis, because this animal is kadosh, there's an issa me'ilah. You can't go ahead and now have hana let alone eat this animal. As a result, it's a shchita she'ein eruya. If it's a shchita she'ein eruya, that's why there's no mitzvah kisei adam. So again, why does the Mishnah say kisei adam is noig b'chulan avaloi b'mekdashin? The short answer now is hacha b'mayaskinon. We're dealing with kachib at the gabayas. We're going according to Reb Shimon that shchita she'ein eruya lo shma shchita, but ein hachinami kachim is beach, such as a chatas oif and an oila oif. At this point in the Gemara is willing to accept the fact that there would be a mitzvah of kisei adam, which would be interesting. That means every single time the Kayin did his hazah and the mitzvah of the Chatas Seif and the Oila Seif, they had to bring Kayanim to scrape the dam off the Mizbeach. I mean, it's not something we ever heard of when we learn Masech Tezvach. The reason is because this is not the Maskana. But at least at this point in the Gemara is okay accepting that and saying that the Mishnah is referring to Kachi Beda Gabayis. But the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it that Kachi Beda Gabayis because it's a Shechita She'en Ruya? We're saying that according to Rav Shimon, there'd be no mitzvahs Kisei Adam. Why shouldn't you be obligated to redeem the animal even though it was already slaughtered? But maybe there should be an obligation to be paid to the animal and then go ahead and do the mitzvah of kisei adam. Kachay bedek habayis, you can do pidyon. Kachay mizbeach is much more complicated. The only time you could be paid to kachay mizbeach, that's an animal that was made hektish with the intention of it physically going on the mizbeach. The only time you could be paid to that is if it has a mum. It becomes psuli habikdashim. This is kachay 101. Kachay bedek habayis is a lot simpler to be paid to. In fact, you could always be paid to. So the Gemara's question is, why not be paid the kachay bedek habayis so that now, retroactively, it will no longer be a shchita she'en eruya? If it's not going to be a shchita she'en eruya, you can go do the mitzvahs kisei adam. And it sounds like the Gemara's kasha is you should be obligated to do it. Because the mitzvahs kisei adam maybe should require you, maybe, to be poided. But the point is, why are we saying there's no kisei adam? There could be kisei adam, at the very least, if you're poided. So the Gemara says, b'inan hamada v'harocha. You can't do that. Because one of the technical criteria you have to meet in order to be poida hektish is the thing that you're being poida has to stand in front of Bezdin, has to stand in front of a jury, and there has to be harocha, and the experts have to come in, and they have to assess how much this thing is worth, so that we make sure that hektish doesn't lose out in this transfer when we're poided. And being that this animal's dead, we shechted it already, so it's not possible to do hamada, thus you can't do hamada v'harocha, since for that reason, it's not going to be noigeya. In other words, the Mishnah that says kisei adam is not noig by hektis is really predicated on two things. Number one, shchita she'ene ru'uya, lo yishma shchita with regards to kisei adam. I be paid it. No, number two, the only way you can be paid the kachav et akabayis is with hamad of arach. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha that there's no man da'amar in Shas that holds of those two things. There's no man da'amar that holds shchiti she'in eru yoloishma shchita with regards to kisei adam, and that you need hamad of arach to be paid the bed akabayis. The Gemara says, come on, ikra meir da'amar kolay b'chal hamad of arach is the time of mission Rav Meir, stam mission's Rav Meir, who holds that you need hamad of arach to be paid the even kachav et akabayis. Ha mashchita she'in eru yoshma shchita. The problem Rav Meir holds shchita she'ini ruya is a good shchita with regards to kisei adam. So the time of the Mishnah can't be Rav Meir. And if Rav Shimon shchita she'ini ruya loishma shchita, and if the time of the Mishnah is like is Rav Shimon, which is what we spoke at right in the beginning, who holds shchita she'ini ruya loishma shchita when it comes to kisei adam? Ha maloi hayu b'chalam adav arocha. Rav Shimon shchita happens to be that there's no din hamadav arocha by bedik abaye. So if pshat at this point in the Mishnah, when it says kisei adam is not noyeh b'mukdashim, is predicated on these two halachas. Number one, kachav et akabayis would be a shchita she'ini ruya, and shchita she'ini ruya lo yishma shchita v'kisei adam. And two, you can't be paid it because you need hamadav arach. There's no tana in Shas that holds of the two. We have Rav Meir who holds this, we have Rav Shimon that holds that, but the tana can't be half Rav Meir and half Rav Shimon. Who is the author of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, very simple. I'm Rav Yosef Rebbe. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe. Everyone knows who wrote the Mishnah. The Nasav Lali with the Tanoi. And he picked sides as it relates to different debates amongst the Tanoim. B'shchita she'ini ruya, as it related to shchita she'ini ruya, sabla k'Rav Shimon. But Amad v'Arocha, when it came to the Shiloh of Amad v'Arocha, sabla k'Rami. V'ibay Yisayim, the Gemara says a different thing. It's Kula Rav Shimon. Maybe the entire Mishnah is Rav Shimon. And again, the Mishnah is talking about Kachav et Akabayis. That's what it means when it says Kisei Adam is noyeg b'chulin, avaloy b'mukdashin. And why is it not noyeg b'mukdashin? Because it's a shchita she'ini ruya. The kasha is lifrikin or bipoide, and Reb Shimon holds you don't need hamad of arocha of a kachav et akabayis. The Gemara says you're right, but shani hocha da makra v'shofach v'kisa. Right after you shecht it, you have to do the kisei adam. Mi she'ini mechusa el shvicha v'kisoi. Yotzazeh. The Gemara makes drushes like this throughout Shas. She mechusa shvicha pidiyah.
v'kisui. Being that the only way you'd be able to do kisui adam v'kotcha b'de gabayis is if you poured it first, that means you have to do a very significant action in between the v'shafach and the v'kisa. From the Torah, it seems like there is nothing significant that needs to be done between the v'shafach and the v'kisa. If you need to do something as significant as being poida, that's a raya that you're excluded from the parsha of kisui adam. Says the Gemara, gishmak v'ashto da'asas tohachi. Now that you said that, we can revisit the original question. We began the Gemara, Muktoshim Aitayim Aloyan, the top of Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Why is Kachem excluded? And the Gemara said, you're right, Kachem is Be'ech is not excluded. Says the Gemara, Afilu Teima Kachem is Be'ech. Maybe Kachem is Be'ech is excluded. What's the Kasha? What's the big deal? Why can't you scrape the dam off the Mizbeach and then do Kisui Adam? Oh, because scraping is also a significant act. The bottom line is the Gemara saying at this point that if you want the Mishnah to be Reb Shimon, you're going to have to say a Chiddush that the reason Kotche Bedek Abayis is excluded is because from the Torah it's mashman, you don't have to do anything between the Veshavach and the Vekisa. Once you go down that road, now there's a Pesach to say that Kotche Mizbeach is also excluded from the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Marbar of Ashi Omar Omar, different Makar. It says Chaya Oy Oif, Ma Chaya Ein Kodesh, just like a Chaya has no Kedusha, Af Oif Ein Kodesh. So you want to know why Kotche is excluded from the mitzvah of Kisui Adam? Very simple, because it says in the Torah, Chaya or Oif, with regards to the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, just like a Chaya never has Kedusha, so too an Oif. The only time there's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam is if it's not Kachem. If we're being makish Chaya to Oif, maybe we should take the Hekish a little bit further and say that just like a Chaya, there's no species of Chaya that has a possibility for it to become hektish. So maybe the only time an oif has the mitzvah of kisei adam is if it's a species that's not subject to kachem. Oitzi toyer b'nei yoyna, sheesh b'min kodesh. So maybe toyer b'nei yoyna, those are the two types of birds that can become kachem. Maybe those birds should be excluded from the mitzvah of kisei adam. Here's the punchline. Even when they're chulin, because they're not similar to chaya. Chaya is something that's never shayach to kachem. So an oif that's never shayach to kachem, that has a mitzvah of kisei adam when it's chulin. But maybe an oif that's shayach to kachem, even when it's chulin, shouldn't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. The word says loy. I don't think that's the proper hekish. If anything, I'd make the reverse hekish. Kechaya, ma chaya loy chilakta, but just like by a chaya, you never mechalik. All chaya is chulin, have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So too, I think it makes sense to say that all oifos of chulin loy tachaklo. The bottom line is the Gemara had a few terutzim to the original question. Kisui adam is noyeg bechulin, avo loy b'mukdash. The question was, Mukdashim my time alive. So the Gemara said that could be the Mishnah is referring only to Kachem Bedek Abayis. Meaning Kachem is Beach, maybe does have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. It's only Kachem Bedek Abayis, it doesn't have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Why? Because we're going according to Reb Shimon, who holds that a Shechita She'enu Iruya, Loishma Shechita with regards to Kisui Adam, and anytime you Shech Bedek Abayis, you're not going to be able to eat the meat, so it's a Shechita She'enu Iruya. That's why there's no mitzvah of Kisui Adam. The Gemara asked the follow up question, why can you be poided? So for that, the Gemara gave two terutzim. Either the terutz is that you need Hamad of Haracha to be poided, and once it's dead, there's no Hamad of Haracha. I, Reb Shimon, holds you don't need Hamad of Haracha. You're right, the Tanamish is not Reb Shimon. Tanamish is Rebbe. He holds like Reb Shimon with regards to Shechita Sheni Ruya, and he holds that you need Hamad of Haracha, which happens to be Shechita Sram Meir, as relates to being poided. Could be, the Gemara said, the Tan of the Mishnah really is Reb Shimon, and again, the Tan of the Mishnah is referring to Kachib at the Kabayas when he excluded Kachim, and the reason it's excluded is because it says Veshafach Vekisa, and there can't be anything between the Veshafach and the Kisa. And being that if you shechted Bedek Abayis, the only way you could do Kisei Adam is if you were poida the Kachet Bedek Abayis, so you retroactively made it, that it shouldn't be a Shechita Sheni Ruya. That in and of itself is a reason that there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Then the Gemara gave a third teretz. The Gemara said that once you darshan the shafach, the kisa, there can't be anything in between. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to kachem mizbeach as well. Because the only way there can be kisa dam and kachem mizbeach is if you do a greira in between the shafach and the kisa. Maybe there's no greira. And then finally, the Gemara gave a fourth drasha. The Gemara said it says chaya oif, just like chaya is never going to be hektish, so too oif can never be hektish. What's the bottom line? Bottom line is the Rambam says that there's no mitzvah of kisa adam when it comes to kachem. It doesn't matter if it's kachem mizbeach. It doesn't matter if it's kache bed. Habayis, which is why when we learn Masech Tizvach, and we never heard of such a thing, that after the Chatas Oif, the Oilas Oif was brought, the Kehanim would scrape the dam off the Mizbeach, and they would do a Mitzvah Kisui Adam. at some point in the Gemara, that seemed to have been a possible reality. But Lemaisa, it's not that way, because we paskin like the Terutzim in the Gemara, that all kachim, whether it's kachim mizbech or kachim bedek habayis, are excluded from the mitzvah of kisei adam. Amalei Yaakov mina l'Rava, Yaakov the heretic, told Rav, Kaimalon, we know, chaya b'chlal behema. We saw that in length earlier in the Masechta. If that's the case, Ema Nami Behema Bechal Chaya, you find Chaya Bechal Behema with regards to the Siman. So for example, what's the kosher signs of a Chaya? It's the same as the kosher signs of a Behema. So whatever's considered kosher for a Behema, Mafresas Parsa, it's Malas Gera, the same is true for a Chaya, even though the Torah says it by a Behema, but Chaya is Bechal Behema. If that's the case, why don't we say Behema Bechal Chaya L'Kisui? So just like there's a Mitzvah Kisei Adam when it comes to a Chaya, maybe there should be a Mitzvah Kisei Adam when it comes to behema. Nice kasha. Why is there no kisei adam by a behema? Because it says chaya. So this apikoris asked Rava that if the rule is chaya b'chal behema, behema b'chal chaya, so why don't we say that there's a mitzvah kisei adam by a behema as well? Amalei, so Rava told him, alecha amakra, ala oretz tishbechenu kamoim. The context over there is shchita. The Torah says shech, and the water, the dam should pour onto the ground like water. So there's a mefurish drasha that when it comes to behemos, there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Elamayata, but the apikoros continued. He said that if you're going to tell me that dam is treated like water, yat bilubay. So if someone's tame, why can't he be toivel in a mikvah of dam? Amakra, so Rava told him, it says, ach mayin ubar, mikvah mayim yatar. So if you have a stream or a pit where there's a mikvah mayim, literally, there's a gathering of water. That's what a mikvah means. You kavu amayim. There's a gathering of water. Yitar. If somebody stum any tivels there, he's going to be tar. We learn from there. Hani in midiachrin iloi. Only a mayin ubar of a mikvah mayim, but nothing else can be matar. So he told him, hani mili mutishar mashkin. You're right. Mayin ubar mikvah mayim is coming to be mamayit. Maybe it's coming to be mamayit. Mashkim that are not mayim, but dolo ikri mayim. Avol dam de ikri mayim. Achinami. But this Yaakov Mina told Rava, my whole premise is that dam is called mayim. The Torah says, Allah aras tishbechenu kamayim. So if that's the case, how could the words of mayin ubar mikvah mayim be mamayit dam? You're right, it's mamayit. It should be mamayit shar mashkim that are not mayim. But the point is, the whole premise of my question is that dam is called mayim. So he told him, trei miyuti ksivi. He says, no, over here there's two miyutim. It says mayin mayim, and it says ubar mayim. And being that there's two miyutim, ach mayim, ubar, mikvah mayim, mayim is going back on mayim, and it's going back on bar, so one is coming to be mamayit shar mashkin, and the other one is coming to be mamayit dam. So even though there could have been a havamina, that dam should be treated as mayim with regards to mikvah, but I have a miut in a pasuk that tells me dam is not considered mayim. But the Yaakov Mina continued, he persisted, and he told Rava, maybe both miutim and the pasuk are both coming to mayim shar mashkin. One is coming to mayim if you have shar mashkin that are flowing, if it's in one place, which is meaningful when you learn mesachtes mikvahs. But he told him back, no, klasa miutik sivi. There's really three miutim. Mayin, mayin, ubar mayin, and mikvah mayin. Again, it says ach mayin, ubar mikvah mayin. It really says the word mayin once, but the word mayin is going back on mayin, bar, and mikvah. The three words that precede the word mayin. Thus, you don't have two miyutim, you have three miyutim. So even if you feel that you need two miyutim to be mamayit shar mashkin, one for zeichalim, the other one for mechunasim, but I have a third one anyways, so that even though you're right, you do find in a context the Torah referred to dam as mayim, and even has implications la'alocha, because that is the makar, that you don't need kisui hadam when it comes to dam of a behema, because we look at it like mayim, but at the same time, when it comes to tahir and a mikvah, you can't be toivel in dam. You have to be toivel in mayim. Tanu rabbanon, ashe yotzud. It says in the pasuk that introduces the mitzvah of kisui adam, the ish ish mi bnei Yisrael umin hagera gor besoicham, ashe yotzud tzeid chaya oif. So literally, ashe yotzud means if someone's going to catch, he's going to go hunting and he's going to catch a chaya or an oif, so there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. It sounds like only if you hunt an animal. What if you have a domesticated animal? You have an animal that doesn't have to be hunted. It lives in your house. Geese, chicken. How do you know that there too, if you shech them, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam? Talmud loymar tzeid mikol makom. It says asheyotzud tzeid. It could have just said asheyotzud. Tzeid is an extra word. Lirabois, even if it's nitzoidim va'imdin me'eleim, it's in a captured state. Still there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. Imkei matam aloim asheyotzud. So then why did the Torah say asheyotzud? I mean, the point is, it's every chaya knife. Says the Gemara, it's a musashmus. Lim the Torah derecherz. Shelo yoichal adam basar elo behazmana hazlais. What the Torah is coming to say is that you shouldn't just recklessly eat meat, but rather, before you sit down to eat meat, you should act as if you had to hunt this piece of meat. So if you had to hunt a piece of meat, you would value it and you wouldn't just eat it, but rather you would give it a certain chashivos. So before you sit down to a steak dinner, make believe you're working in a field and you actually had to hunt this animal and you had to shecht it, you had to do the melicha and the treifas and the circus, and you know, act as if anyways, so that the point we're trying to make is that don't just go ahead and eat meat. Tanu Rabbanon, on that note, says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, Yarchav Hashem Alekeches Gevulcha, and this pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It's a pasuk that we actually spent a lot of time on in the very beginning of the Masechta. The Torah says, Ki when the Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Kasha Dibalach, Hashem promised. Va'amarta, and you're going to say, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Yarchav Hashem Alekeches Gvulcha. Life is good. Oich labasar. I want to eat meat. Why? Kisav and nafshecha lesal basar. So because you're going to have a taiva to eat meat. Bechal avas nafshecha toich al basar. You have a right to fulfill that taiva. Go ahead and eat meat. And this is a pasuk, which is one of the battlegrounds between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Chulin Tezayin, Chulin Yudzayin, whether Basar Taiva was Mutter or Asar when the Yidden were in the Midbar. But either way, as it relates to this Dvar HaGadol, Limdu Torah Derech Eretz, this pasuk is coming to teach us a lesson. Again, Musar, Shelo Yoichal Adam Basar Elu L'Teyavoin. A person shouldn't just eat meat, but rather you should eat meat. If you really have a Taiva to eat meat, then you should eat meat. Otherwise, eat whatever you want, but don't just eat meat. It's, that's not even the punchline. The punchline is, and again, right? The Torah says it twice, two times. Eat meat, but only if you have a taiva to eat meat. Yochal, I would think, yikach adam min hashuk v'yochal. Okay, so let's say you have a taiva to eat meat. So go to the store and buy meat. Right? What else are you supposed to do? Tamalayim or no? What's the next pasuk? It says, "V'zavachta mipkarcho mitzaincha." You should never spend money on meat. If you have the animals, you have the cattle, then shech them and eat it. But otherwise, not. Yochel yisbayach kol bekar v'yoychel. Okay, let's say you want to throw a big party. So maybe you should shech, make this huge shechita, and slaughter all your animals so that you can serve a lot of meat. No. V'yoychel kol tzayin v'yoychel. Tamalayim mibekarcha. Torah was sensitive. It said, "V'zavachta mi bekarcha." It says, "Umi tzaincha," meaning make sure that you don't deplete all your assets over a good dinner. Mikanam Rabbi Lozman Azar. Rabbi Lozman Azar, you said, based on the aforementioned drasha, Mishi yesh leimana, if somebody has a mana, yikach lefisay litra. So if he wants to make dinner, what he should buy is a litra of yerek, of vegetables. You have a mana, you should be eating vegetables. Asara mana, if you have 10 mana, yikach lefisay litra dog. Then you can upgrade your menu a little bit. You can eat fish. Chamisha mana, yikach lefisay litra basa. Then you can eat a litra basa. Mea mana, what if you have 100 money, you should like there. Then you can eat basar, and not just eat basar every day. Says the Gemara, v'inoch emas. So he's Rabbi Loz ben Azari said that if somebody has a mana, he should eat yerek. 10 mana, fish. 50 mana, meat. 100 mana, meat every day. Which means that when he said vegetables, fish, and meat for the ones that don't have 100 mana, he didn't mean every day. He emphasized every day for the person that has 100 mana. He should eat meat every day. How often should they be eating vegetables or fish, or meat? Says the Gemara, me erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. Every Friday night, covered Shabbos. Amar Rav. Rav said, tzrichim anu lachash l'divrei zaken. We have to be concerned about what the zaken said. Who is the zaken? Rav Lozman Azariah. The Ben Yoyada says that why did Rav refer to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about the Zakin? This is easy. He said because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Agada, he said, Arei ani kivan shivim shana. He said it was a shvach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a younger man, but he looked like a Zakin. And it was a toyar. It was a title that went along with him for the rest of his life. He was known as the Zakin, referring to the miracle that had happened to him when he was merely 18 years old. But either way, so Rav said, I think this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is halacha l'maisa, meaning it's not so simple. Unless a person could afford meat, he should not be eating meat. Incidentally, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said something a little different than what the Braisa had initially said. The Braisa said a person should not eat meat unless he has a taiva to eat meat. The first Braisa the Gemara brought was that before a person eats meat, he should act as if he had a hunt to meat, meaning he shouldn't just eat it so quickly. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to be focusing less on the nutritional arguments pro or against meat, more on the affordability of it. He said that if a person could afford it, then yeah, eat it every day. He just doesn't want people to... I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but either way, Rabbi Yochanan commented on what Rav commented. So Rav said, I think this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that don't eat meat unless you could afford it, which seems to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's emphasis, Tzrichen anu lachash l'devezak, said Rabbi Yochanan. Abba, referring to Rav, he came from a very healthy family. So he did not, and the people in Israel didn't have to eat meat that often. But us, we're much weaker. If a person has one pruta, you know what he should do? You should run to the store and buy a good piece of meat. Or buy food at the very least, so that he'll have nutrition. He says, we're even schwacher than what Rabbi Yechon was referring to. We even borrow money. We don't even have to have a dollar in order for us to be able to go ahead and for it to make sense to buy this food. The pasuk says, "Kvasim lilvu shecha." So the Gemara is going to darshan now a few psukim in Mishlei Perik Chav Zayin, which are me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Kvasim lilvu shecha. What does that mean? Migeis kvasim yimavu shecha. You should have sheep, and the reason it's good to have sheep is so that you'll have wool. Umechir sade atudim. Those are the next words in the pasuk. A person should always sell his field, and he should buy tzoin. So the pasuk saying that you should sell your real estate and buy cattle, and not vice versa. The reason is because Rashi says that if you have tzoin, so there's a lot of streams of income that come from it. You have the wool, and then you have the milk. There's different things, eventually the meat that you can get from it. But as far as the real estate goes, either way, v'day chalavim izim, what does that mean? Dayu la'odam she'isparnes, that's what we just said. Mechalev gidim v'tlam shabatech pesai. That's the explanation in why you should want sheep. It's because of the milk and all the fringe benefits that come along from having cattle. L'lachmecha l'lechem be'secha. What does that mean? L'lachmecha koydim l'lechem be'secha. That first, you should make sure you have enough food for yourself, and then afterwards, you should feed your family. Why? It sounds a little cruel. The answer is no, because if you're not going to have food, how are you going to be able to support your family? So as the leader of your family, you have an obligation to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to take care of the people in your family. And finally, v'chayim l'naroi secha. What does that mean? Amar mazut shebeidrav nachim. Tein chayim l'naroi secha. Look at Rashi. Tein chayim l'naroi secha. Last Rashi on the Yomid. Levnei be'secha la'mei darkei chayim. You should train your family l'stapik b'mezoinis kalim. You shouldn't spoil them too much. You shouldn't teach your kids to eat basavayin. Omar Rabbi Yechon said, "Haroitza sheyis asher." If somebody wants to be a gevir. So this is business advice from Rabbi Yochanan. Yasoik the behemadako. He should go into the behemadako business. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says va'ashteroi soinecho? So the Torah, this is in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Parshas Veschanim, refers to sheep as ashteroys tzoynecha. What does that mean? Shema ashteroys es balehem. Because tzoyn was a very lucrative business, and it made its owners very wealthy. Ashteroys is miloshin shema ashteroys. Vam Rabbi Yochanan said, kaso de charoshin, v'loy kaso de poishin. It's better to drink a cup of water from a sorcerer, or a sorceress, rather than drink a cup of water that's lukewarm. So water, back in the day, we take for granted the fact that we have clean water. There's third world countries that still don't have clean water. But, you know, we take for granted that you can, besides the bugs issue, you can drink water. But once upon a time, there was bacteria. It was very, very dangerous. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kaso de charoshin," that it's better to drink water from a machashev than to drink lukewarm water, meaning it wasn't boiled, so it didn't kill off the bacteria. You have to read the fine print. That's only if it's a kli matches. If it's an earthenware keli, less limba. If you didn't add any plants and herbs, less limba. And this is also only true if you didn't boil it. Once you boil it, less limba, no worries. Rabbi Yechanan said, if somebody inherited money, and he wants to lose his money, I don't think literally, but the point is that you get the point, right? So if somebody wants to lose his money, so first Rabbi Yechanan gave you advice how to become a gvir. Now he's telling you, fuck it. If somebody wants to lose his money, what should you do? Yilbash kli pishan, he should wear very expensive clothing. Vishtamish beklei zchuchis, he should buy kalim that are made of these fine glasses, very easy to break. The yiskar payalim, and he should hire workers. And he shouldn't spend time with them. It's like this, they'll, the yilbash klei pishtan says the Gemara bekisna ravisa. We don't just mean any expensive, but we're referring to Roman linen, which was apparently extremely expensive. The yishtamish beklei zchuchis, what does that mean? Bezugisa chivarta, it's referring to white crystal, white glass. The yiskar payalim, vayeshev imoen, you should hire workers and not spend time with them. What's that referring to? Betoiri dinofish pseidaya. It's referring to people that hire workers to spend time with their oxen, which apparently, if they don't pay attention, the hefsa that can come from it can be very dramatic. Darish Rabavir, Rabavir Darsh. Zimne Namala Mashbed Rav Ami. Zimne Namala Mashbed Rav Asi. Rabavir was a Talmud of Rav Ami Rav Asi. Sometimes he would say it over in the name of his Rebbe Rav Ami, and sometimes he would say it over in the name of his Rebbe Rav Asi. Sounds like they both said it. Maidach Siv, Toiv Ishch, Inenu Malva. Yichalkel Dvar Rav Mishpat. What does that pasuk mean? It's coming to give us advice. A person should always eat and drink Pachos Mem less than what he could afford. He should dress based on what he can afford. Not less than what he could afford, but in line with what he could afford. And when it comes to his family, he should be mechabed them. He should mechabed them more than what he has. The reason is, because they're dependent on him, and he's dependent on him. What the beer in that is a little bit not clear, but the bottom line is, Rabbi Avir used to say over, sometimes in the name of Rabasi, and sometimes in the name of Rabasi, that a person should always eat and drink less than what he has. When it comes to clothing, it should be in line with what he has. And when it comes to ishtay uvanov, it should be yoisem imashe yeshloi excel. So before we go weiter and finish the daf, so we have a breather, a few horrors. Number one, so the Gemara had brought a memra from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said that a person shouldn't just assume that meat is good for him and eat meat, but rather only eat meat to the extent that you can afford it. If you can afford it, then that's okay, but otherwise not. And he laid out ground rules. Mishi yesh lo mana, he should be eating vegetables. If he has asara mana, he should eat fish. If he has chamisha mana, he should eat meat. And this all means may erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos. If he has 100 mana, then yishpesu lo yikadeir b'chol yoyim, then he can eat meat the whole night. So Osman Azariah is not so concerned about the nutrition of meat. He's not telling you to run and eat meat because you need it. He also doesn't seem to be telling you not to eat it because it's not good for you. He said, the problem I have with meat is that not everyone can afford it. So don't eat it if it's something you cannot afford. But at the same time, if you could afford it, yishpesu lo yikadeir b'chol yoyim, then adarabba, then you can go ahead and you can eat it every day. Tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda. Fascinating tshuva. It's in Chayshim Mishpat, Madura Tinyana, Simen Yudal. The question that was asked to Neid of Yehuda was as follows. There was a Yid, Reuven, who borrowed a tremendous amount of money from Shimon. He told Shimon that when he becomes wealthy, Kishayarchav Hashem es Gavuloi. That was the lashon they used in the shtar. Kishayarchav Hashem es Gavuloi. He's going to pay back the. He's going to start paying back the loan. Either way, the malva came and he told him that I heard that you just made chamishim zehuvim, 50 gold coins. And he said, being that you made 50 gold coins, I think the time has come for you to pay back this loan. He says, what are you talking about? Because I made 50 gold coins. Why does that mean? Kishayarchav Hashem es Gavuloi. He said, I have a raya. I have a gemara in Masechtas Chulin daf pei dalet amud alef. How do I have that? Because the gemara says, Kiyarchav Hashem alekecha es gavul chakasha dibalach v'amar ta'ich lebasar. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, then when should a person eat meat? Only kishayarchav Hashem alekecha es gavulcha. And then he gave
a way for us to know what the definition of Archavas HaGvul is. He said, if you have 1 mana vegetables, 10 mana, eat fish. If you have 50 mana, then you can eat basa. So you see from here that 50 mana is a shear where it's okay to eat meat, which means it's considered ki yarchav Hashem alekeches kulcha. So he told him that Abba Gemara in Chulin Daf Pedal Nomad Aleph, the 50 Zehuvim just triggered that the loan is due. I want you to pay the loan back. This Shaila was sent to the Noida Biyehuda. Says the Noida Biyehuda, and really the punchline is the first line. He says, Hine, ain't daiti noicha mi psakim ka'elu lilmoi psak halacha mi divrei agada. Says the Noida Biyehuda, I don't believe you can learn psak halacha from divrei agada. He says, what are you bringing me a raya from? A Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia? This is a dvar halacha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, mikan lim de Torah derech eretz. This is all in the world of agada. And in the world of agada, agada luchud and halacha luchud. You can't bring any rayas from agada. He continued. He said, does it make sense? What? 15 mana was considered a share of Achavas Gvul in the times of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, circa Churban Bayesheni, Chachmei Yavna, and 50 mana now in Prague in the 18th century, because it's the same number 50-50 of Gzeri Shava. That means Achavas Gvul. He says, it's Pashit, that it doesn't make sense. His Lashon is, Kol Zehu Dvarim She'in Hadas Soiv L'san. It just doesn't make sense. Upshita, that Achavas Gvul Bazehu HaKol Lefi HaEis, Ulefi HaMedina HaKol Lefi Ra'ois Einei Adayin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in his times, he was defining what Achavas Gvul meant. Tein Lo Chacham V'yech Gamayit. Every Dayin now has an obligation to take that number, you know, accounted for inflation, and figure out what that number should be 2,000 years later. But the point is that just because 50 mana was a shear of Archavas Gvul, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said over this memra, doesn't mean that today the same is going to be true. What then would be the share of Achavas Gvul? So the Noida Yehuda actually did the math. And he came up with a whole cheshbon using currency that was popularly used in Czechoslovakia at the time. But the bottom line is, says the Noida Yehuda, after he writes his whole tshuva, he says, Avo be'emes kol ze ta'us v'archavas gvul ha'koy l'fi ro'is ene adayonum l'fi ois eis. He said, but the whole thing is a ta'us. Anyways, this whole shaila didn't get onto first base. But either way, but I think the punchline, and this Jew of the right, who does the first line? He says, "Hine ain't daiti noicha mipsakim keilu lilmoi psak halacha medivri agada." And this is, of course, the night of Yehuda l'shitasa in one of his most famous tshuvas. It's a Purim tshuva, the tshuva where he talks about kasher avaditi avaditi. But in his tshuva in Yerideya Tinyana Kuf Samach Aleph, where he went back and forth with the shayla, he told the shayla that he doesn't want to get involved in shaylas, doesn't answer shaylas that are related to Agada. The shayla was very upset. The Noida Yehuda says, Chas v'sholem, to be mevatel divrei Agada, so much of Shas is divrei Agada. How can you be mevatel? So the Yehuda said, I'm not being mevatel it. All I'm saying is that you can't paskin halacha from it. And I'm a poisek. I have shaylas that are crossing my desk. Me'ar b'kanfei so'aret. People need answers. Dvarim ma'oim demrumei shalaylam. I'm not a mefarish of divrei Agada. What I do? I'm a poisek. So my tshuvas need to be written to shaylas that are halacha l'maisa, and there's no halacha l'maisa that you can take out from divrei Agada. Either way, the Noida Yehuda discusses it in very great detail. Here in Chayshim Mishpat, Madura Tinyana, he says, I'm Obekitzer. I actually saw last night that in the back of the new Noida Yehudas, so there's a magia he brings from the Steichemed, who brings from the Chidon, from Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Ayasha, other Maram Akoimis, with the G'dayli Yisrael, who felt not like the Noida Yehuda. And the Steichemed said that Ilu, had the Noida Yehuda seen what Rabbeinu Tam wrote in Sefer Ayasha about Divrei Agada, he doesn't believe he would have written what he wrote. But it's interesting, Rabbi Yehuda said it a few times, and this is tucked away in a tshuva that relates to today's daf in Chayshim Mishpat, from all places. Madura Tinyana, Simen Yudalid, but regardless, an interesting tshuva from Noida Yehuda, that's the first ara. The second ara is, so we had a Gemara, just forward to the last thing that we saw. La'olam yoichal adam, v'yishte pachas b'masha yeshloi, v'yilbash v'yiskase b'masha yeshloi. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei, brings the Lashon HaGemara. Tzivu Chachamim Va'amru, La'ilam Yechad Lada Pachas Min Aroyloi, V'yim Amaynoi, V'yilbash Karoyloi, V'yichabit Ishtay Uvonav Yoyser Min Aroyloi. I saw in the Sefer Ein Eliyo, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim V'Lashon, we speak out a lot from the Ein Eliyo, in the Sugyas of Divrei Agada, he's Medayik from Rashi, that he thinks Rashi had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He says that when Rashi brings this Gemara, Dibur HaMaskel, they have it here, one Dibra Maskel. Pachas mi mashi yeshlai. Pachas mikdei ha yecholas.
The yubash v'yiskasa lefia yecholos. Reading from Rashi, shloy is bayish. V'yichabed ishtoy milefia yecholos. Rashi's loshin is not v'yichabed ishtoy uvanov. Rashi's loshin is v'yichabed ishtoy, and he says he believes that Rashi held that the gears that we have in our Gemara is a tois. There's no obligation to be mechabed your children, yosem imasha yeshloy. So if your kids ask you for something, you can't afford it, you don't have to give it to them. It's dafka when it comes to your wife. That's a different story. Yichabed is ishtoy yosem imasha yeshloy. But as it relates to your children, and he says the emes is he thinks that Rashi knew this was the proper girsa based on a Gemara in the Sechta Zivam Samach Beis on the Beis. It's also a Gemara. It's Hedronai Yevav on the Beis. It's one of those Gemaras where Afoichba Vafoichba the Kulava. But either way, the Gemara says as follows: Tana Rabbanan and Abraisa. Hoyevis Ishtei Kegufay. If somebody loves his wife like he loves himself, Vamechabde Yosem Kegufay, and he's mechabed his wife more than he's mechabed himself. Vamajich Banu Vubnoisav Derech Yishara. Vamesiyan Samach Lepirkan. Right, Rashi. When he's a cotton, all of but either way, the first lines of the braisa, and someone's mechabed his wife. See, there's an idea to be oyeves ishtoy kigufay, and to be mechabed yosemig. Doesn't say bnei bonav over there; it says ishtoy. So Rashi held that this gemara here, darish Rav Avira, zimn amal mishmeder Rav Asi, is the same as this gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis, which is a brisa. It's not a mirah; it's a brisa. But either way, it's tafki ishtoy. It's oyeves ishtoy kigufay, v'hamechabdo yosemig gufay. I saw that the Ben Yoyada on this gemara. Ass. He doesn't say what's pashim shot. So a person should be mechaber es ishtoy yoise masha yeshloy. So if a man's wife asks him for something and he can't afford it, doesn't matter. Despite the fact that he can't afford it, he should give it to her anyways. Frank to ben yoyod, what? So you should steal the money? Like what are we suggesting? What exactly should you do? So the ben yoyod says two pshatim, but the second pshat is very, very interesting. He says that he thinks that the word yoisem imasha yeshloy don't mean more than what he could afford, but rather it means something else. And he says, I'll explain it to you with a maisa shahaya kachaya. He said he heard a story that there was a yid that had money, and he went to the shuk to go buy material, and he was going to make a beged for himself, nice bekecha, and he was going to make a beged for his wife as well. Either way, he comes to the tailor, and he shows him the two materials, and he tells him, you know, one is a lot better than the other. Which one do you want for you? Which one do you want for your wife? So he decided that he wants for himself the better one, and he's going to give his wife the inferior one. Either way, he gets himself a nice beged. He makes his wife a nice beged. He gives his wife the beged. She's very excited until he put on his beged. And then she realized that she got the cheaper schaya. And she was upset. And he tried explaining it to her. He said, listen, you know, I go to shul on Shabbos. And for me, there's an element of covered Shabbos. You know, for me, it's important. With a frum cheshben, I should be wearing the nicer beged. I think I deserve the better one. You deserve the lesser one. Either way, a fight broke out. That night, this is Friday night, this yid has a dream. And in his dream, he sees the following words. The word yogel, yud gimel lamed, and underneath it, he sees the word ish. I'm reading from the Ben Yoyada. He woke up in a sweat, and he was all confused. Ki Amar, he said, tevas yogel hu simin toiv. L'simcha v'gila. What does yogel mean? It's simcha, gila. But the word ish is a bad word. Dinhu. V'yitztar mimena. And he was very, very confused. What are they trying to tell me in my dream? He couldn't understand this dream. So he went to his Rav to be poiser his challah. So his Rav looks at him and he says, tell me, did you get into a fight with your wife by any chance? So he says, fight? I don't know if I would call it a fight. He said, this is his lashon. V'yayimeloi lav. He says, that wasn't a fight. Rek bikuach devaramaya. I mean, we didn't. It was, you know, but it was a little feisty, but no, not a fight. Regardless, he tells him, I'm going to tell you what's going on over here. He says the words, yogel, are Rosh Tevis, loy yilbash gever, out of order. Loy is the lamid, yud is yilbash gever. The words esh are simlas isha. It's simlas isha. You know what they're telling you? They're telling you, you're wearing a simlas isha. He says, what do you mean? It's a rekel. There's no ladies ever going to wear this. He says, yeah, because you took the better for yourself. The better one's supposed to go to your wife. You're not supposed to take the better one for yourself. You're supposed to give her the better material. And that's considered simlas isha. It's for you, but give her simlas isha. That's the lesson. You should have given her the nicer material and taken the lesser one for yourself. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, v'chabit ishto yoisem mimashe yesh loy. Not money that you don't have, but if you have a shayla, should I take this one or you take this one? Hers should be yoisem mimashe yesh loy. She should be the one that
gets the better one, you should take the lesser one for yourself. I was thinking, ulai, maybe, to say a different shot based on a Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. So, you know, when you talk about the Gemaras of being Mechabed your wife, so there's a few very important Marmar Kaimas. This is another one of them. This is like a Chasson Shmuz. Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rava used to give Musa to the Bnei Mechuzah. So Rava was a Rav, and he was a Rav in the city of Mechuzah. They were very wealthy there. And he used to tell them, Ikiru v'nashaychu, take good care of your wives, ki heche de tesatru, so that they'll, you become a gvir. Because if you're mechabed your wife, you're going to become a gvir. If that's the case, maybe that's the teretz. How you let her be mechabed your wife? Where are you going to get the money? The teretz is, if you take care of your wife, it's going to bring bracha. It's going to bring bracha. So maybe you don't have to worry about it. Third hour, right? Yeah, let's move along. As far as the third article. So we just started Perakise Adam. Yesterday we ended Perek Oisei Ves Benoi. As we spoke at it earlier in the daf, it's interesting that Oisei Ves Benoi. Oisei Ves Benoi is only Negeya, a behema. The Torah says, Vesharei Seh. As it relates to Kisi Adam, it's just the opposite. The other Torah says, Asheyotzud Seid Chaya. So Oisei Ves Benoi relates only to a behema. Kisi Adam relates only to a Chaya and an oith. It's particularly interesting because if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Shoyrish HaMitzvah of Oisei Ves Benoi and the Shoyrish HaMitzvah of Kisi Adam are really one and the same. Meaning they're both rooted in the same idea. What's the yisoid of Oisei Ves Benoi? Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Dalet. You're not allowed to shech a mother and a child at the same day. It's coming to inculcate in us the midas achemla ulaharchik midas achzorios shehi midar ra v'loche afa pishehitalonu akel minei bali chayim l'michyaseinu zi vanu l'mal narik oisoy v'ez b'nai b'yach. At the same time, we have to have some element of compassion even to the animals. Ulekfaya ben avshenu midas achemla. Right, the Ramban says that what's the idea of mitzvah shechita? The Ramban in Parashas Bereishis, he says it's going according, it's in line of the theme of tzar bali chayim d'oraisa. That's why you make a bracha, because there's a d'oraisa to your thing. Ramban l'shita say old shechita is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but there's a d'oraisa to your theme in the mitzvah of shechita. That's tzar bali chayim. So even though you're allowed to kill an animal, but at the same time we do it in a sensitive way because tzar bali chayim d'oraisa. So at the same time, even though we're going ahead and we're slaughtering and there's blood spurting all over the place, but at the same time, some level of sensitivity we have to have. So ulikvaya ben avshenu midas achemlo ulaharchik midas achzorios shehi midara. That's the idea of Oisei Ves Benoi. The Chinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and this is a mitzvah kuf pei zayin mishroshei hamitzvah lefish hanefesh tluya bedam kamoisha amarnu beisrdan v'lochein. It's appropriate to cover the nefesh. Ki gam boze nikne ktsas achzorios benafshenu. Lechal habasar v'hanefesh nishbach lefanenu. If we're going to go ahead, you kill an animal, there's dam all over the place, and now you start eating from the meat of the animal. It's a little bit insensitive. So what the Torah says is you're supposed to cover the blood first. And it's a certain sense of sensitivity that even though what we just did was an act of achzoris, it was an animal that was crying for its life, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It's fine. But at the same time, we do it with some element of rachmanis. There's an element of rachmanis. Regardless, the mitzvah of Oisei Ves Benoi is related to a midah of rachemlo, so that we should be merachik ourselves at least to a degree from a midah of achzorius. The same is true with regards to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. I'll tell you a beautiful maramachim, and that is that we refer very often to the Gemara in the end of Masechtes Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the well-known story where Rav Kahana went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ari Olam Bavel. He encountered Rav Yochanan, and he caused Rav Yochanan tsar, and Rav Kahana ended up dying because of the tzar that he caused Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was Mechayim Mason, but there was a precursor to that story, the rest of the story, if you will. And that is, the Gemara says as follows, Ahu Gavra Davi Boyi Achfuya Tivna Dechavre. There was a person that wanted to be a Moiser, Asa L'Kami De Rav, and he came to Rav, and he told Rav, this is the great Amor Rav in Bavel, he tells him, I want a Maser on my friend. Amalesa, Rav told him, Leitachvi V'Leitachvi, don't be a Moiser. Amalesa, he told him,
with chutzpah. Machvino, machvino. Yosef Rav Kanak made the rap. So Rav Kanak was a Talmud of Rav. And he was sitting next to Rav. Shamte l'koye mine. Rav got up. This is Eilu Treifis. Shamte l'koye mine. He cracked his neck bone. He literally killed him. Kari Ravi Lavei. So Rav saw that his Talmud Rav Kahana killed this Moiser. So he said, Banayich Ufu, Shachfu Beroish Kol Chutzois, Kisai Michmar. He quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph. The pasuk over there refers to the Yidden, and it says that when the Yidden are in Golus, Banayich Ufu, Shachfu Beroish Kol Chutzois, their Kisai, this is what we need, Michmar. What's the Soi? What's the Soi? That's the mountain ox that we had in the daf last week. This is the sa'oi. That's one of the 10 kosher animals that are mentioned in Parshas Re, one of the 7 kosher chayas. So he said, Banayich ulfu, shach b'beresh kol chutzais, kesoy mich. What was he trying to say? Matoy, just like this axe. Kivan shenofa b'michmar, ein merachman olav. Once it's trapped, nobody has rachmanas on it. Af mamin shal yisrael. So to mamin shal yisrael, kivan shenofa b'yat evi kechav, ein merachman olav. And he was trying to tell Rav Kahana that you were right for killing this moiser. You know why? Because a moiser is a roidev. And the reason is a roidev is because once they get a hold of the yidden, no one's going to have rachmanas on the yidden. Once the memshala gets involved, all bets are off. And as a result, he has a din not of a roidef, meiser, but as a roidef, you were right for killing him. But what was the pasuk that he quoted? Banecha ufu shach b'resh kol chutzais kesoy michmar. He picked the soy. Ma soy kivan shenafa b'michmar e merachman olav kach Yisrael. Says the Marsha on that gemar. Yer. Hodenak at cross soy. Why did he pick this chaya? Why the soy? I mean, there's a whole bunch of animals that we could have picked. Why did he pick the soy? Says the Marsha. Because what's the soy? It's the Shor Habar. And the Shor Habar is a chaya. But at the same time, most poskim hold, there's no mitzvah kisei adam when it comes to the soy. So there's no mitzvah kisei adam by the Shor Habar. Says the Marsha. Kidas reva poskim. Masha enkin kol shar hanitzoydim the boy kisei below. As opposed to all other chayas where there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. Says the Marsha, the Kisui Adam will mean Rachmanis. The idea of Kisui Adam is Rachmanis. It's an idea of showing some compassion to the animal that you just killed. You cover its blood, you show a little bit of sensitivity before you sit down and eat it. As it says in Echa, B'domai shal Zacharya, Shalai nagu b'domai loy kedam tzviva ayil, Tichsiv v'shofach es domai v'chiseo. What's that medrash? Rab Yudin shal Rab Acha, Heichan hargu as Zacharya. Right, they were trying to find, we say this in the Kinnis, the dam of Zacharya. And the medrash over there says that when they killed Zechariah, loy nagu bedamai, loy kedam tzvi, v'loy kedam mayel. Tamonkse v'ish ish mi beis Yisrael ashiyot and tzeidchaya v'chisau ba'afar. But over here, they just let his blood go. Says the Mashal, what's the point? That they didn't do kisi adam. It was a sign of achzorius. That there was such achzorim that they yidden, unfortunately, were the ones who killed Zechariah. They were such achzorim that they let his dam just sit there. They didn't even have the midah of rachmanis, the midah of chemlo, to go ahead and do kisi adam. But says the Mashal, you see from here that Kisui Adam is Mimidos HaRachmonis. That's the yisoid of it. If that's the case, which Chaya are we not Mirachim on? The one Chaya that we don't do Kisui Adam. Which is that? That's the Sa'ai of last week's Daf Yomi fame. Parshas Re'eh, it's the mountain ox, or the forest ox. Either way, says the Marsha, that's why he picked, that's why Yeshaya said they were kesoy michma, like a trap zoi. Masoy zeh, kivin shenofa b'michma, ein merachmano. What do you mean? You could have picked any chaya. No, no. Because in this chaya, what's emphasizes this idea that we don't have any rachmanis on it. Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me an unbelievable Mar Makim, which is in Yana Diyayma, Purim Katan, as it relates to this thing. A Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Emor, and we'll end with this. The Pasuk says, V'shar Oiseh, Oisei ve'es benoi, loisashchatu b'yoyim echad. Zok di Gemara. Rab Brachio, b'shem Rab Levi Omar. The Pasuk says, Yoideya tzadik nefesh behemtoi, v'rachme rishon machzori. So Yoideya tzadik, the tzadik is sensitive to the nefesh of his behemoth. But v'rachme rishon, when it comes to the rasha, v'rachme rishon achzori. Says the Medrash, Yoideya tzadik, who is that referring to? Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's referring to the Eibishto. Shekosu v'atoyro, it says in the Torah, v'shoir oiseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sensitive to the animal. He said that even though you're allowed to shecht an animal, but not b'yoy mechad. Why not b'yoy mechad? Like the Chinuch says, it's an idea of Rachmanis. V'rachmin Risham Machzori. Who is that? Zehaman. Shekosov boy, what did Haman say? V'nishloyach svarim b'yad harotzim al-komodino yisamelech la-hashmid, la-harig, la-abed, eskola yehudim, minar v'ad zokeim, Taf v'nashim b'yoy mechad. B'shloish asa l'chaydash e'masar hu chaydash adar hu shlalom lovois hafla fella. Haman said what? Haman wanted lahashmid, laharig, laabed as kala yehudim, minar v'adzokim, tafin noshim, mothers and children, b'yoy mechad. The Torah is sensitive not to even shecht an animal. Shor v'seh, lo yisishchatu b'yoy mechad. Yodea tzadik nefesh behemtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sensitive to the behemoth. But Haman arosha, that's v'rachmi rishon machzori. He was lahashmid, laharig, tafin noshim, b'yoy mechad. And then it occurred to me this morning that what is the pasuk say after the whole miracle? So finally, it was v'napachu la Yehudim. Asher nasan amelech la Yehudim. Asher b'chol ir ve'ir. Lehikohel v'lamid al nafshon. La'aroig u'la'abed es kol chel amu medina. It's more geshmak with the truck. Hatzorim oisam tafin nashim u'shvalim lavois. B'yoy mechad. B'chol medina is amelech achashverosh. B'shloy she'asa l'chaydesh shnei masar u'chaydesh adar. What was the v'napachu? We're going to have a yoy mechad. What's our v'yoy mechad? It's Yotzman Kilo L'Chavi. That's Tainus Esset. That was the day it was supposed to be a war. So what's Yud Gimel? It's today. We're a daf ahead. That's today. What's Yud Gimel Adar? It's the Yoy Mechad. It's the one day where we're going to go now Kineged Haman. Haman wanted Lahashmid Laharvin Skala Yehudim Tafanashim Yoy Mechad. This Yoy Mechad is not just part. You read how many times you hear the word Yoy Mechad. You know what this Yoy Mechad is? There's a Tifkai in the Yoy Mechad. The Yoy Mechad is the Verachme Rishoy Machzori. We are the Torah sensitive to Vishoy Reisel Loisashchat Yoy Mechad. He was going to be Yoy Mechad. What we had was with the Yoy Mechad. But I think what's the real Vivana? What's the real v'napachu? The real v'napachu is that Haman wanted it should be the shayroi said lo yisishchatu b'yoy mechad. V'napachu la Yehudim at the end of the Purim story we was like to us what we said yesterday, the vayere vayiboyke yoy mechad. What we realized was that there's no such thing. No such thing. Yeah, you can chapel with us. You can take us from here and take us there. There's no question that there could be gzeres and there could be inquisitions and there could be expulsions and there could be a holocaust and there could be a churban beis hamikdash and there could be a churban beitar and there could be a lot of tsaras and pogroms and intifadas and everything. But at the end of the day, it's Vayere vayiboyke yoy mechad. Kadosh Baruch Hu's yachid baylamai. And even though we don't always see it, that's the real v'nahapachu. Haman wanted v'shar oisai ves benoy lo yisishchatu b'yoy mechad. Taf v'noshem b'yoy mechad. But the v'nahapachu la Yehudim was is that we all saw with clarity that it's the real yoy mechad is the vayere vayiboyke yoy mechad.